Seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led a life which was in balance and harmony with that of the Prophet Muhammad, his great-great-grandfather. His life and the life of Imam al-Kazim was in the line and the direction of the Prophet Muhammad. And of course, the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was a strict adherence and obedience of Islam in so many different ways, whether it was his ethics, his morals, his behaviors, his actions, his statements. We find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the copy of the Holy Prophet Muhammad of Islam, the messenger of Allah. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led an upright, righteous, and noble life. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام ما تساب اثنان إلا انحط الأعلى إلى مرتبة الأسفل.
Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, "Whenever two people insult each other, the more superior of the two sinks to the level of the more inferior one."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's a blessing to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about these beautiful conversations that the infallible imams had with their companions and their friends and their relatives. In these few episodes, we are specifically talking about the conversations and the dialogues of the esteemed His Eminence, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam. We find that in one of these conversations with his companions, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam talks about moderation. It's interesting, sometimes we think that moderation is something that is difficult, or moderation is something that has no results or rewards, when in reality we are taught the opposite by the infallible imams and the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household.
And so along these lines, we find that Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, in a conversation with his companions, says to them that whoever is moderate never becomes poor. Now, such a beautiful point which is brought up in this conversation by Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, that if you are moderate, you will not become poor. It is so interesting that in this very consumeristic and materialistic life, which is practically forced upon us because there's a lot of money to be made in this consumeristic, materialistic, endless chain. And without the consumer, then people won't make money. So this is forced upon us to buy endlessly and to have endless greed and to continue being a consumer in this cycle. And you will find that a lot of these people, they are not wealthy. They don't have savings. They don't have money in store for a rainy day. Why? Because they were either wasteful or they were extravagant. Whereas Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam here tells us that whoever is moderate never becomes poor, living within one's means. And it's interesting if we go a little bit further, surely among the features of Islamic economics and the Islamic economic model is the prevention of extravagance, the prevention of wastefulness. For extravagance and wastefulness brings about the loss of positions on an individual and societal level. It also brings about the corruption in the morals, again on an individual and societal level. And finally, it also spreads this this relaxation when it comes to morals, this not giving due diligence to morals, and creates negative traits also on the individual and societal levels. So as Imam al-Kadhim says, whoever is moderate never becomes poor. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Imam Musa ibn Ja'far, the principles and the values by which he established during his lifetime are truly ones that should be disseminated and spread in order for others to reap the fruits of his teachings and his illustrious life. The title that he is given is Al-Kadhim. In Arabic, Kadhim comes from Kadhm. Kadhm is a term that the Arabs used to use when they fill a water container. Then they seal it to the extent that no water drips out from the tip of the container. It highlights a wonderful characteristic and a moral principle known as restraint and forbearance at the time of anger and displeasure. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in Surah Ali Imran chapter 3 verse 134 says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. There are those who give at times of happiness and at times of difficulty. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Those who swallow their anger. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Not only do they swallow their anger, they forgive the people. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah loves the good doers. Imam alayhi salam emerged with this title because during his time there was widespread oppression and injustice against the followers of Ali Muhammad. And yet he would reciprocate this with kindness, with generosity, with the principles of akhlaq, making him the walking Quran.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.